Best in the Shaw on 540 AM WAUK 101 FM, The Shaw. You're listening to Race in the Shaw with me, Joel Clayfish, Bill Fremont in the studio with me. And today we are talking about our, I don't want to say harrowing, but definitely harrowing trip back from South Africa. We talked about South Africa and the food and the people and the culture and the animals and the beauty. I mean, it is a lifetime experience that you cannot... Are you going to go back, Bill?
I do have plans on going back, yeah. And I'll be taking my wife, too. It was a friendly enough place that I can't wait to share that experience with her. You know, she's not really a hunter. I don't think she has the heart to kill anything, but she would love to be there just to see the excitement for me. But, yeah, I plan on going again.
I think that it is something, you know, the fastest growing demographic of hunters is women right now.
They're such good shots.
Yeah, they're better shots than men. I'm going to say it.
They don't let emotions take over.
Yeah, men get all, yeah, well, I'm telling you, they're the fastest growing group of new hunters is women, and it's an exciting time in part because of that. But if you're a spouse who hunts or doesn't hunt, go to South Africa. Go and see the beauty of the plains. Go and see the beauty of the majestic mountains and the fields. And just, I'm telling you, and the food is so incredible and fantastic. We didn't get to spend enough time talking about the food, but even the Egyptian geese. I made a 3-ingredient Egyptian goose recipe with a southern homemade gravy from the stock of the geese, and that just even turned out fantastic. It was absolutely delicious.
I think I enjoyed the simplicity of how everything was made. You know, you talk about that, you know, fresh from the farm or right off the field into the table. That's how every dish we had was like that. It was just simple ingredients, not overly done. You know, they weren't trying to hide something. They were just enhancing flavors that were natural into everything that we ate.
And that is one of the flavors are so fantastic and not over salted. Just remember that when you cook. Flavor is much more important than salt, and you can always salt your food afterward. So one of the, you know, the tips I tell people is always cook it with flavor, not salt. If you got a salt fanatic around the table, they can always add salt later. It does not change the taste of it if you cook it with salt. So add your flavors to your food. And when you're preparing wild game, I can't stress enough that if you go fresh field to table, there is no gamey taste.
Right.
You know, I eat so much wild game. Our family eats so much wild game that to me, meat purchased from a store actually tastes a little different to me now. I think I'm more used to eating wild game. And, you know, that is something that's very exciting to me. I love having new people experience wild game. And that is a great way and place to do it in South Africa. So last shout out here to Johnny Fetting Safaris, Eric, Vuyo, Diafon. They were phenomenal. Now let's talk about our trip back, because you this is a little embarrassing to say on the radio, because it was something else. But the first thing we encountered was that our trip back to the United States was canceled. Our flight was canceled. There were some embargoes that had to do with political actions, but the Johannesburg airport did not have enough jet fuel to send flights from Johannesburg back to the United States. So the first thing they did was cancel our flight. And that meant Bill and I were in the Johannesburg airport. We ended up spending 3 days there, which, by the way, it's a lovely airport and a great experience in the airport.
Yeah, they're accommodating. Again, goes back to the people. I mean, everyone there was very helpful and pleasing. And, you know, as far as being stuck for 3 days, it sounded terrible, but with the exchange rate being 14-1, living in the airport really wasn't that bad. We had everything that we needed was there, and it was fairly reasonable price.
Yes, and I had run short on some of the prescription medications for my blood pressure, and the pharmacy there sold them without a prescription. So that'll tell you how different countries are and government regulations are in different places. But so we ended up staying in the airport, and we were changed. Our flight was changed to a Turkish Airlines flight, and we were booked on a Turkish Airlines flight. And when we went to check into our flight, Bill and I were not on the manifest. So then we hauled our luggage back and we tried to find a different flight out the next day. And so there was a flight out on Ethiopian Airlines from Johannesburg to Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, on to Dublin, Ireland, over to D.C., down to O'Hare, and up to Milwaukee. So we booked that flight. Now, remember, you've got to take a COVID test within a day to fly. So Bill and I needed to take a COVID test. And I will say that was very convenient as well. They had it set up right in the airport. You can go get a COVID PCR test or antigen test. So we took our COVID tests and we were supposed to fly out. When the Turkish Airlines flight didn't happen, we were still good because we had one day and we were supposed to fly out the next day to Addis Ababa. And I'll be interested to hear your take on this. So we board Ethiopian Airlines and we fly the 6 hours to Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, get off the plane, and we're going through customs in Ethiopia. We go through three or four different securities, shoes on, shoes off, hundreds of people waiting.
Hundreds, yeah.
Hot, uncomfortable. And then we get to the front to board the plane. Now, the Ethiopian Airlines flight we had taken to Ethiopia from Johannesburg, we're supposed to board another one to Dublin, and I get to the front of the line and they put my boarding pass on the little machine and it turns red and there's security guards around us.
Yeah.
Bill, you were already walking down the gangplank.
I was ready to go home. At that point in the trip, after spending 3 days in the airport waiting to get on that flight that's finally going to make it back to the U.S., first through Europe, I started getting on the plane and I seen that you were held up. So I turned around, find out, and you said, no big deal. Just get on the plane and we'll go. And at that point in the game, it was not every man for himself. This was a team effort to get out of Africa. So I decided to stay and find out exactly what
did was you going stay on. Out of, that was a true friendship moment, but I got to ask, did you stay out of friendship or did you stay out of curiosity as to why they were not letting me on the plane at that point?
Well, in Ethiopia, you don't really want to be curious and you don't really want to be curious in any place that might be out of your realm.
Yeah.
I just knew, you know, if at that point we had made it that far together and we were going to take that ride all the way home together one way or another.
Well, I sincerely appreciate you staying because that was not the end of our adventure. Security shuttled us away from the plane, down the stairway in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Put us in a minivan and started driving away from our plane.
Down the runways.
Down the runways in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. And now I will say that the security man was explaining. He asked me several times, no weapons. And I said, no weapons. I had a archery equipment, which is not considered a firearm or a weapon for travel.
Right.
I said, no weapons. I have no weapons. And they drove us to what looked to be like a recycling center is what it looked like. You use that term.
Factory.
A factory recycling center, and they had luggage just covering the ground.
Yep, and one x-ray machine,
and they took me up to my luggage, and they said, no weapons, and I said, I have no weapons. And so at that point, they asked me to open my luggage, and I opened it, and they pulled out a single bullet. Now, I want to be clear. You can travel with bullets. That is not a problem, but you have to go through the paperwork and declare them.
Right.
Now, we had flown twice to get to this point, and I looked at them, and I said, I have no idea how that got there. I hadn't traveled with a firearm. I hadn't brought any ammunition with me.
Yeah.
And then they were asking for my passport.
That kind of concerned me at that point when they asked for your passport.
Okay, I'm glad you're laughing about it, Bill, right now, because at that point, I think it was a frightening experience at the time. So they started walking away with my passport, and I said, please don't leave my passport. Please allow me. And I was very polite.
Yeah.
And the security wasn't saying a lot. They weren't being mean.
No,
they weren't. Yeah. You know, they weren't saying a lot.
I think they were just toying with us at that point.
I'm not sure the motive of doing this, but they ended up, I said, please, please don't take my passport away. I don't, you know, want to end up in Ethiopia without any identity. And I said, and I do need to get on the plane because I have blood pressure medication in the United States. Now, they came back, took photos of my passport And then they did take us, they were taking us back to the van, and I tripped on the corner of the curb and started going down. I reached for my backpack, and Bill thought I was having a grabber.
Yeah.
But the...
So did all the security there. They seen you clutching your chest and thought you bit the big one there.
But thank goodness I didn't. We made it back just in time for 2 days later for me to come down and be diagnosed with COVID. But folks, you can't keep a good man down. I'm still here. What an experience it was. What a trip back. What a trip it was with you, Bill. Thank you so much for everything. Matt Eubanks, thanks for calling in. Africa is an amazing place. You should get there if you can under any circumstances. Another great show that went really fast. We'll see you next week on Raised in the Shaw with me, Joel Clayfish, on 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, The Shaw.
Well, hesitation stockings got them, hesitation shoes, you know, lawn, I got them, hesitation blues, tell me how long do I have to wait?